Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 220.
You're very welcome indeed. Thank you for choosing. Thank you for joining the Stala podcast. There's exits on. Fuck.
Doesn't matter. Don't.
Oh, just, There's nothing there.
Yeah, like pretending you're on an airplane. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like a cabin crew kind of thing.
A PSA.
Yeah. Didn't work.
Could though.
There was something in it.
Yeah.
But you stumbled across it, like, don't you? That's all right. I would have done the same. Like, you'd have to think it out about them things before you say them, you know. I'd be like that.
It's mad when this episode goes out, you'll be splashing around in a pool in Spain.
Yeah, with my phone in my pocket.
How are you?
Good, yeah, Tenerife's good. Oh, this is a I'm doing this remotely from Tenerife, not.
Did you get your dick mug?
Yeah.
Yeah, have a hair.
Be shopping for the dick mug. No, I want all that real.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that when I'm back, because I'm just here at the moment. So I have to go, actually, because I'm gone.
I'm just
it's happy hour.
Well, I'm in the horrors a little bit.
Are you?
Yeah. Because my poxy scooter was fucking robbed, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you told me about this before we recorded, but we didn't go into detail. But I knew that I got robbed.
I was at a bleeding film thing, information day for Screen Ireland or whatever. I was in town and I scooted in and I left my scooter in the car park in Temple Bar. Nice and safe. Yeah. In a fucking
should
car
be.
Park.
Yeah. A car park of all places.
And I locked it. And then I went for a few drinks afterwards. And then because I had a few drinks, I just left my scooter there and then I went home. And then I came in this morning to pick up the scooter before I came here. And it was gone. It was fucking gone. Even the lock. He must have broke the lock and took it with him and everything.
Just took the lock as well, a broken lock.
Fuming, man. Fuming, snapping. You can't have anything.
You can't have anything. Nothing.
They're all after it.
And this has happened to you loads of times now.
Yeah. I don't think I even said this to you. I locked my scooter in town once. And I came back and there was marks all over it because someone was pulling on the lock to try break it off. And they obviously failed to do that. But they opened the little pouch on the front that has a zip and they took me charger that I have in the pouch.
Oh, the charger for the scooter?
The charger for the scooter. Why?
That's the mentality that they just have to have something. They want something from it.
What are you going to do with a fucking scooter charger without a scooter?
Nothing. But they're like, man. I need to get something from this. I'm at the bin pulling at that fucking thing for an hour and I'm not leaving here with nothing. So have you contacted them for CCTV footage? Or?
Yeah, they have CCTV footage of them. They called the police. Police got there, said, there's nothing that...
Of course.
Nothing that they can do.
The usual.
We'll keep it on file. Like, we'll take note of it. But it's not likely that we'll be able to catch them.
Did you see the footage?
Yeah.
Youngfless?
Yeah, seen them. The fuckers.
Hoods up?
No. Hats on, but no hoods up. It's just annoying that you just know. Like, if I went out and I robbed a bike, I'd be fucking terrified that the guards would arrest me or I'd be in trouble some way, shape or form. But they never get in trouble. Like, you can go out and rob a bike and you'd be grand.
I think if you did, you'd get in trouble. Or if I did, like, I feel like it just... Because it's, like, not because it's us or whatever, but I feel like you'd be just doing it on a whim and, like, you'd just get caught.
I'd probably get caught by the owner of the bike.
Yeah.
But, like, going into... Imagine having the fucking balls to go into a car park where there's cameras and just blatantly... With a weapon and, like, cutting open a fucking
What
lock.
Was the weapon they had?
Like a big blading clamp, climpy clamp thing.
Big giant scissors. That's fucking shit, man.
And getting away with it. And just knowing that you can just get away with it.
That is fucking shit.
It's an awful feeling. It's happened to me a few times, yeah.
I feel so violated. Yeah. You feel so fucking... You just took me things.
I know, it's horrible, yeah.
That's mine.
Yeah. What are you doing taking me stuff? Like, stop it.
Yeah, I always remember me chicken fillet roll getting robbed.
Oh, Darren.
Long time ago.
Do you want to talk about it?
Talked about it on episode one, if you want to go back.
Yeah.
Was it episode 1, 2, or 3? One of them.
One, yeah.
One, was it?
I'm sure it was one, yeah.
Well, now it's 220.
It's time to revisit it, yeah.
Yeah. Do you not know about that?
No, I don't. No, go on.
No, fucking listen to it.
I'm only up to...
It's episode one.
I'm listening backwards.
Yeah, I was walking down the road, like, well, it was in the morning. I was going up to my mate's gaff and I stopped off at a shop to get, like, something to eat, like a chicken fillet roll or whatever in the morning, because that's what we do here in Ireland. We have chicken fillet rolls for breakfast.
Do we?
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. A chicken fillet roll for breakfast.
Back in the day, I wouldn't do it now. Well, I would if I wanted it.
I know people would think that you get a breakfast roll. Chicken fillet roll is actually much nicer. Like, why not? Why not?
I agree.
Healthier?
Perhaps. Maybe.
Protein chicken? Lovely.
Processed chicken, though.
There's still protein all the same, isn't there? No.
Yeah.
But I was walking down the road to my mates and I got a chicken fillet roll, a coffee slice, and I think it was a bottle of Lucozade, didn't it?
Yeah.
And
breakfast of champions.
That's a proper fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a proper breakfast.
That's a real taste sensation as well. You're really...
Oh, you want it all.
The chicken fillet roll, bit of coffee slice.
Mm.
Wash it down with some Lucozade.
It's a real Celtic Tiger sort of post-crash... Sort of dish, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't get that now, I tell you. Cost you an arm and a length.
Yeah.
But I was walking down the road and this fellow was across the road and he had his hood up and all that and he came across and he goes, the usual, like, give us your phone and that, had his hood up. And I was like, no, like, and he had, like, his hand in his pocket. He's like, I have a blade, like, give me your shit. And I'd say it was his fucking thumb or something. Do you know that way? Don't know if he had a blade. And he could have showed us, I can't really remember. And, like, he took... my phone, my chicken fillet roll, the Lucozade, and then he let me keep the coffee slice.
What a Robin Hood.
I feel like everyone on that listens to this now is that story, like, yeah, but I was just telling
it's
you
a famous, it's a famous story.
This is the throwback episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel your pain and I'm still affected by that to this day, so you'll still remember that in 10 years, you know.
It will just be a blow with all the other mad shit that's been robbed from me.
God knows how many things going to be robbed on you between now and...
I know.
Then, like...
I know. It was in Talla. I went to see me brother out in Talla and I parked in the car park and I thought it was free parking. And I was there for about an hour and a half and then John was like, did you pay for the parking? I was like, I thought it was free. And he goes, no, you have to pay for it. And I says, oh, fuck, right. And so I went down and just as I was going down, your man was literally walking over to my car with the clamp in his hand and he was down on his knees. I had to run down and around to kind of get to the car. And I was like, wait. And he wasn't. He knew I was running. And so he was panicking to put the clamp onto the car. And I was like, you're all right, you're grand. And he's like, what? Like he was still trying to fucking loop it through to get the...
Yeah.
Look over there. What?
Yeah. Clamp. I'm like, you're grand, you can stop. And then I grabbed the clamp and he was like, get your hand off it. And I was like, get your hand off the car. Like he was staring at me. Like he really, really wanted to put that clamp on
the car. Like.
Yeah, fuck off. Like. And but if you get clamped, you can't take it off because you're damaging their property.
Yeah.
Which I think is mad. Like, you're literally stopping me from moving somewhere. Is that legal? Mm. Is clamping legal? I feel like it's illegal.
Well, it's not illegal. Like, you're breaking the law by parking where you're parking without paying or else if it's a double yellow line. Like, but I think you're being at the car, like, you're like right there and he's still trying to do it. I think that's, like, I don't think you can do that.
I had an argument with him. Like, it's a power really, trip really and a half, argument. Like, he wouldn't fucking let go. I wouldn't let go of the clamp and he wouldn't let go of the car. Like, he wouldn't let the chain loose. I was like, I'm at the fucking car. I'm here, am I? I'm here. He was like, yeah, but you weren't here and stuff. I'm like, fucking get off me car. I'm here. Go away.
And he put it on.
No. Oh. He got it off after. He took it off after. But he was very close. And there was another time I did get clamped on Cable Street, when you could drive on Cable Street. I was parked there. And I used to do night shifts. So I was finished at 8 and then I'd come home and I'd move the car because I walked in town. It's sort of a weird roundabout way of saying it, but you could park there until 7 o'clock and then I'd always risk the hour. And when I got back, I could see him putting the fucking clamp on and I was like, hey. And then I was like, I'm here, take it off. Yeah, you take the fucking thing off. And he's like, no, it's on now, so you'll have to pay the fee. And I was like, fuck's sake, right, okay. And then I was like giving him money. And he was like, no, you'll have to call them up and do it over the phone and do the whole process. And then he drove off. And then I'd done that. And it took them like an hour and a half to come back to release the clamp.
Same fella?
It was right there.
The same fella?
No, it's not the same fella, but like...
The company, like...
Just the clamping company. Like, who the fuck was? How could you do it? That's one of the worst jobs in the world, I'd say.
Yeah, by far.
Everyone hates you. Everyone. Like if you're a guard, a lot of people hate you. But some people like you. But yeah. If you're a clamper, there's no one that likes you.
Like imagine a clamper going for points with his mates and them knowing he's a clamper. And then it just gets down to that conversation after a few drinks.
But what's a good day at work for a clamper? You come home in the evening, how was work today? Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
20 cars. Yeah,
I destroyed
brilliant.
At least 200 people's day today.
Yeah. Oh. But we're eating well tonight. I think they're paid per clamp. Like how many people they
is there a commission?
Really?
A commission based job, yeah. So they're looking.
I'd love to know if there's any clampers that listen to this podcast.
Let us know.
Anonymously, if you want.
And tell us, how do you sleep at night?
They're like, what kind of a killer could we get now? A big fisherman with a hook.
I done a runner a few weeks ago on field.
What?
Done a legger. Unbeknownst to myself.
Oh.
So what it was... I was at a birthday party. I was at a surprise birthday party in the Camden, on Camden Street. And your man wasn't there yet. So we went outside for a bit of food. I got a pizza and she got pasta or some shit like that. And then somebody came up and said, he's on his way. And they had reserved like an area out the back. So then we were like, fuck, what we do? So we'll just say, oh, we'll come back. And we legged in into the back and we were waiting for him. We went there for a while, about 10 minutes. Could have well finished me pizza. And
paid for it.
And paid for it.
That's the concern.
But he came then and hey, surprise, happy birthday. And I said, right, I have to go back out and pay for this fucking meal. And when I went back out, the Brazilian girl that was serving us was at the counter crying.
Oh no.
Where like somebody was consoling us saying it's all right, like, you know. And then I went down and was like, how you doing? I just want to settle that bill there. And she's like, oh my god, I thought you ran away. And I was like, oh no, we had to go in for a fucking. And she was like, oh, I it must have been, she probably would have got sacked if I had done a runner. Isn't that mad?
I don't think it should be on them to be sacked over that though.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
It's the person that done it's fault, like, and it's kind of unpreventable.
Mm. But I felt so bad for her. And then I felt really good about myself because I came back. I was like, fucking Jesus Christ, returning. I was like, I'm here to pay me bill and keep you in a job.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I could have ran, you know.
But like, it was probably our first day or something, our first week. Probably.
Maybe they might have to pay for it or it comes out of their
tips or something.
Yeah. That might have been the case. But I felt bad for her.
She do it every week.
Yeah.
I get that Jesus feeling every week. Going, yeah. It's okay.
It's just like lay for 15 minutes and then come back and go,
hey!
I was just at a surprise birthday.
You okay?
Surprise birthday every time.
My man and dad used to do runners with me and it gave me such anxiety. Like,
really?
Well, I remember one time in particular down in...
My man and dad used to do runners.
They fucking did. They did. They go to O'Shea's hotel and then my dad leave first. He'd say, John, I'm going to the toilet. You can...
Jeez.
You like it after then?
After dinner?
After a bit of grub, yeah. For a bit of food. And then there was one time in Tomorrow.
You'd be like, why are we doing this?
I'd be like, just pay. Please, I don't want to be fucking...
Sorry, would he go back to O'Shea's?
Yeah. We went back and everything, like, and you wouldn't be...
The balls on him, sorry.
I know. I only look back at those moments in time now, and I think, Jesus Christ... It's mad. Like, dude, don't do it now. You know, my dad's dead now, but like...
Yeah, ma doesn't.
My ma wouldn't do it now. But I remember being in Tramore, and there was like a cafe down in Tramore, and you could eat outside. And then I remember standing up to leave without paying. When I was a kid, on holidays in Tramore, And then I remember, like, we were going, go on, go. And we'd be walking halfway up the street, then they started saying, hey, calling after us. And then they started legging. I was like, oh my God. Just the anxiety as a child to fucking, oh, scary.
Sorry, would your parents then start running?
Yeah. Yeah.
With you in tow?
Yeah.
How far would they run?
Till they were stopped chased.
Till they were stopped being chased.
Yeah, till they were out of sight. They ran up and around the corner. They didn't chase us, but they were calling after us, like, hey, I know what you're doing. Like,
oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, would your dad then just randomly choose, like,
it'd be in the moment kind of thing? Yeah, exactly what you said.
Oh, you wouldn't be aware of that. It'd be like,
let me see. Yeah, today's the day. Looking at Joe's runners. Well, he's got him on. Let's go.
See if Joe has his good runners on.
Probably just gargled, like, you know. Just fucking, yeah. We're fucking just like a movie.
Fuck, I'm after giving them enough.
Fuck, damn, that pen. It was probably only €8 or something for a burger and chips back then as well. £8.
I'm after giving them enough. Have to get something on them. That'd be the mentality though for some people, like the amount of money I had to give these fuckers over the years. Have to get something out of it.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
But that's never left me. I always think when I'm in a restaurant easy it would be to just walk out of here. Or if you're dining outside, like, are you ever waiting for a bill? Like, you finish your food and you're like, will someone come over and take me money, please?
In
those moments I'm like,
it's your fault.
You
don't want it.
If you get that mentality where you're like, I must want it. I must want it. Like, what's that?
Like, must want it.
No, just showing your shoulders up now. Look, I was fucking saying, I must want it. Looking.
It's been 4 seconds. She's still walking away from the table. Well, I mustn't want it. That is a mad story.
Yeah.
That is mad.
But it gave me anxiety as a kid, having to do that.
Yeah.
I remember the fear or the excitement. No. Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, my dad used to just never even like bring us out.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Outro.
Come on, we're going to see Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Owie, yeah. Yeah. Down the bottom of the hill. Few points.
That's better.
Your man over there is called Harry.
Watch the match there. Watch the match. But are we going to see Harry?
Oh. That's Harry.
That's a bit too deep.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
You've made us sad.
It's hard to laugh. Did I unsettle the mood there a little bit? All right. Those guys knew that I used to like run out of the fucking restaurants and that. Like, yeah.
It's just funny. I'm only thinking about that now. All right. We used to go half board, not even half board. What would you call it? Self catering.
On holidays.
Self catering in Mosny. You go to Butlins, but like you could go full board, and if you went full board, there was a cafeteria down there, and you could go in and get your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or anything you wanted. Like, you know what I mean? It's just help yourself. And we'd have cousins that had a bit more money than we did, and they'd go half board, so you could get dinner. It wouldn't be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You could have one meal a day. That's what half board would be. And I remember always trying to sneak in. And they'd have security on the front and all, saying, no. And we'd be like, my man's inside with our tickets. Like, you'd have fucking tokens and everything. Felt like such a fucking moocher trying to sneak in for food in Butlins.
So you would go, just get the breakfast, would it? And then, like, is it just...
Any time of the day, you just, try getting into, I can't remember, the cafe.
Would you get in?
Yeah. Same, my ma's in there. Because they didn't have phones around, you couldn't call your ma around. So it always just be like, there was a pub down there called Don Lowry's, and kids weren't allowed in after like 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
Because it's an early house.
Did you go to Butlins?
Never.
Did you never go to Butlins?
I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh, Darren.
Told you, I was a Tenerife man.
Wow. Did you ever go to Butlins?
No. I was in Trevelgan. Is that the equivalent in Cork?
Butlins is like a concentration camp. Like, there's gates around it. You can't get in, you can't get out.
Are these like prefabs? Like the...
Little chalets. Some would be nice, some wouldn't be nice.
I had mates that used to go all the time, like every year. And I used to be like,
No, it was fucking great, man. Nah, it was really, really... I fucking... Well, you remember everything fondly as a kid.
I remember talking about this years ago on the podcast, and I think I went for a day because there was like a swimming pool that I remember vaguely where there was like people.
The windows.
It was in a pub, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a restaurant or something.
That's down Lowry's.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I was there for the day.
Yeah.
And there was just young fellas pulling their jocks down and mooning us while we're eating, I'm eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
So that's that.
That's Dan Lowry's, yeah.
So I was there. But it was only for a day out kind of thing. Did people do that as just a day out? We go up there for the day.
No, I don't remember people do. Maybe a weekend or something like that. They'd stay there. There was, at the end of the summer, there was the summer games. Did you ever go
to
the summer games?
This is an incredible photograph. Sorry, no, I don't know it's a photograph. We'll try and post it, but look at that. That is the pub.
Oh, that is quintessential.
Oh my God, I remember that actually. That's exactly the image
like
in my head.
Four older ladies, this is probably in the 70s, just sitting down like a normal pub, and above them is a window into the swimming pool and two girls in bikinis.
Yeah. I had a line in my stand-up that I talked about that and I called it Amsterdam for pedophiles. That's what it was like. Just a lot of kids, like the bottom half of kids in a pub.
An aquarium for
it's
for
weird. Beatles, like, yeah. I remember, in my memory, I thought the window of the pool was this whole size of the wall.
It's like little squares
like an aquarium, fucking. Yeah, I thought it was the whole size of the wall. There's not even the equivalent to that nowadays here, is there?
Centre Parks, I suppose.
Centre Parks would be close, yeah. I don't like Centre Parks, though.
I've never been. Can't afford it.
It's very, yeah, it's a lot fancier than.
Is it expensive?
It's expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive.
You get a holiday out of it, would you?
You pay for everything
abroad.
With your wristband as well. Like, do you ever go to a restaurant and the card machine is broken? And they're like, do you have cash? And you're like, well, no.
Who has cash? No, yeah. That never happened.
And I'm like, that's your fault. The food should be free then. Don't leave it up to me to fix your problem. If you want my money, you should figure out how you can receive it. It shouldn't be, I'll stick money into PayPal and transfer it to you.
And the machine comes back and then you're in the middle of your rant. No, it's working again. There you go.
That happened to me in the Shamrock years ago.
Yeah.
All the electricity went off in the village, including the pub. And you think like, just close it down. Like, tills aren't on. Tills aren't working. No. Got fucking tea light candles and put them all over the place. Yeah. Still serving the old lads in the bar. And some of them have cards. And what they had to do was like, write down what he owes. He's here every day, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He has to come back at some point and pay. Just fucking see. His name is on the fucking sea, for fuck's sake.
The show must go on.
Yeah. And I had like a notepad, like, and people would have cash and I had to like get a calculator for the change and like if there was loads of it and like there was like loads of rows of notes, like, where this person, that's going there, and like it was a mess.
Did they stop people coming in, or is this whoever was in there?
Like there were still people coming in, like.
Oh, word got out.
Yeah, still serving.
But did it happen in Aviva last year when there was an NFL college game on, and the system went down, so they couldn't take card at the bar, and there was tens of thousands of fans, and they just gave them the pints.
Did they?
They'd have to. Would they not have to?
Yeah, that's what I think. It's your responsibility.
Did that happen to you recently then?
Received the payment, huh?
Did that happen to you recently?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't pull up a fight or anything. I figured out.
Did you have to go to an ATM, like?
No, I figured out, like, I ended up transferring the money from, putting money into my PayPal, because like, they didn't have fucking Revolut either, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, man. You want to be paid in gold coins or something, yeah? Shells, seashells.
Spoken word.
I'll wash a few dishes for you. But yeah, money, huh? Money problems.
More money, more problems, huh? You watched that documentary, didn't you?
What documentary?
The Stan one.
Oh, the Eminem documentary.
No.
It's an Eminem documentary on Amazon, I think. Or Disney, or one of the
streaming services. The thing that you can stick in the...
It's a real one.
Yeah.
I watched that on Disney, I think. Or Amazon. Not that. What, your?
Not the Amazon Fire Stick. But you can get Disney on the Amazon Fire... I keep saying to you, Fire Sticks are not illegal.
Are they not?
No. It's the apps that you get on are illegal.
Yeah.
That some people get on them.
Mm.
Not me.
I know, not you anyway.
Anyway, the documentary.
The documentary is about... basically like fucking people who are obsessed with Eminem.
Stan.
Like it's in the name Stan, because the term Stan has been put into, that's a term like now.
The dictionary
as like, what's a...
The definition is like an over-obsessed fan.
Of a person, a public figure. Or,
yeah, it's even a verb now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Stan. Yeah, you are a Stan.
You're Stanning.
But there
was a girl on it who had like 20 tattoos of him or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
She had 22.
Her whole body was covered in them.
Fucking, she has a world
all
record.
All Eminem tattoos, like every single tattoo is like Eminem, portraits of Eminem, albums, like names and proper Stan. Like.
Yeah.
One guy, he's like French. There was one guy in here who was fucking French.
Is this a spoiler?
I don't think so.
It's a documentary. I don't think you can spoil a documentary. Unless there's like a big mad twist at the end, but there's not. It's just Eminem Stan.
Yeah.
But this fella, yeah, he's like based himself on him. Like he's wearing the Kangol hats and everything, you know, that Eminem wears. Like, and
bleaches his hair. Wears the white t-shirts and he wants to be, he's such a fan of Eminem. He wants to be Eminem.
Yeah. But most people like that, like they think that like, because they're so obsessed with them that Eminem is obsessed with them as well. But like Eminem doesn't know them. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
But like not just Eminem, like it's an illness like.
It feels like it's a parasocial relationship. Like people,
but
think
that's
that
it.
They,
is that a mental illness, like a parasocial relationship?
It's an interesting question. I would say,
I'd say it's indicative of mental health issues. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, to the point where you're so obsessed that
it consumes you.
Yeah, and your whole identity is them, and then like you think that they know you, like that if you met them, like they'd be like, what's the story like?
Yeah.
So I mean, I haven't seen it in ages. Like, oh.
They kind of say themselves, the Stans in the documentary. They kind of say, like, I know he doesn't know me. Like, I know.
Yeah. Well, the ones in the documentary are more grounded about it.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, they know what the crack is, but they just really like Eminem, which is grand. But then, like, there's another side of it, like, where that people aren't on documentary that, like, would be writing mails, like, to him.
Or just being stalkers. Like there's, in the documentary they talk about other stalker situations. Like Chappelle Rowan, I think only recently she got an injunction against a stalker that kept coming to her gaff.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. Like real fucking stalkers.
There's even people we know who were stalked.
Yeah, we know stalked people. People that got stalked.
Probably can't really mention it.
Maybe not their name, but like, just or like, even just the story, but just like
coming up to the gaff, like with things
from a different country,
yeah,
over to Ireland,
wow,
with a present, and found out where this person lived, and knocked on this person's door, and gave her a present, and was like, "Happy birthday." I wish I had a stalker.
No, you don't.
No,
that could get very messy, and you could be like mentally unstable after it. Look,
I think it's a different level though. If you're at that level where everyone loves you and there's just one person amongst all of that,
that's
who's like a psychopath.
Yeah,
that's a lot, because you wouldn't be able to know who that person is.
You're talking if you're like a A-list Hollywood celebrity, like
Eminem. Yeah. It was interesting when he was saying that he couldn't go to the supermarket, and then everyone, there was just crowds and crowds of people, and then he realised at that moment
that he made it, like
his life has changed.
It's like me and Dawn's
one of the eventually imagine not being able to go to the shops. Like, I'd say if he moved to Ireland though, I think that's an American thing. I'd say if he moved to Ireland, he'd be able to go to Lidl, not a problem.
Sure. Fucking, what's his name, not Ben Affleck, Matt Damon,
yeah,
over here floating around with a Super Value bike. Up in Houghton.
Beyonce was over here. I think her honeymoon, she had a honeymoon over here.
Didn't Kanye and Kim Kardashian have their honeymoon in Leash? They went to the local cinema.
There you go.
And Paul Rudd was doing something in Stephen's Green and that, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was filming a lot here.
Like, Irish people just be like,
there's your
it's
man.
Yourself.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I go, well done, and then they walk off.
Yeah. I don't think they get as obsessed as American fans.
During the day, be okay. I'd say if you're walking up Camden Street, Wexford Street.
Oh, yeah.
At like 1 in the morning,
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
But with America, it's just like, it seems like the identity of the place, just like paparazzi, TMZ, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, that's what you do when you're, that's what you do to celebrities, like, is harass them.
And we don't have that here. Yeah. Like, we don't have, I know we do have paparazzi here, but we don't have paparazzi here.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no one waiting for, like, a tip-off of, like, Marty Whelan leaving the Gresham. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, no way, Marty. Come on, tell us a bit about it.
We don't have, we don't have that level of celebrity homegrown.
No.
Still living here.
It seems.
Mm. Even, like Paul Mescal or something, that, like, the Gladiator premiere. Like, it's packed and all, but it's just, it's more relaxed or something. It's like, I feel like if that's in Hollywood, it's like, people like shutting off streets and do you know what I mean, and barriers everywhere and separating everyone and being like, only the people that are known go over this side, like, but it's like, you can win the fucking tickets on the radio and stuff. Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't happen in America. Or does it? I don't know.
Oh, it's weird. Were you a fan of anyone to that, like, who were you the biggest fan of? Like, it doesn't have to be music, it could be fucking Ronaldo or somebody that you are most obsessed with. I'm not saying you were obsessed with, but who are you most close to being obsessed with?
Growing up, like, even.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Really, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah. What would you have done if you met him back then?
I don't know. Like, even when I was younger, I was reserved. So if I seen him or I was at something and he was there, I'd just be like, I probably wouldn't go over, like.
Yeah.
Or else, because of Tim, I'd be like, can I just get a photo? I love your work or something like that.
A lot of it that people say, Irish people are very respectful of celebrity. Most of it, I think, is what Darren's
I don't even feel like it's respectful. People are too shy. It's just like...
awkward.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not like... I don't think most people are thinking like, oh, I'm not going to bother them. It's just like...
oh, I can't. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
What did I say?
The neck of me.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone who was at a Sinead O'Connor concert in the Point Depot. And then they went for a few drinks in the hotel next to it afterwards. And Sinead O'Connor walked in. And they were like, there's Sinead O'Connor. And someone just, do you want to go up and ask her for an autograph or something? And someone just turns around and goes, I wouldn't give her the satisfaction.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just went to fucking see her. Like, you just watched her for a couple of hours singing.
Who do you think she is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny.
It's wouldn't give, like, wouldn't give it to them. We won't bother that person or else, like, would you want to fight with that, AJ?
Yeah, yeah.
Not Sinead O'Connor, but in general, like.
I wonder if you have any stance.
I doubt it.
Oh, I would say you absolutely do. Absolutely.
They've yet to make contact.
So, you know, I met a guy who had one of your lines tattooed on his arse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
So, like, I'll run a bat for you or something like that, or.
I can't remember what it was, something like that.
Like a nice day for a salad, or you back in the gym. One of them.
On his arse.
On his arse.
Hmm. It was like. The sentence question mark and then an answer to that sentence, wasn't it?
How would you feel if you came across somebody who had your face tattooed on them and it wasn't your board?
I'd call them a bloody mentalist.
You're mentalist.
I was Funzo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told this already, but I was a big fan of him before I started working with him. And the first time I met him was at Lethal Dialect. He had a gig and I was at that. In the fucking Twisted Pepper or something like that, Wigwam. And he was there. And I was like, oh, what's the story, man? You well? And then I got chatting to him, and then we were just hanging out down for the night. Like, I was having drinks with him, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. And I was with a friend of mine. And then we went back to, he's like, do you want to come back to the gaff and listen to some new music that I haven't released? I'm like, fucking yeah, this sounds incredible. So then we went back to the gaff. Had a few cans there and we were listening to music, playing a bit of music and whatever. And then I went home and then I woke up to a phone call and it was him, the guy that I was a fan of. And he was like, how are you doing, Joe? And I was like, oh, what's the story, man? What's going on? And he says, was that your mate last night?
Is that the spike in everyone?
And I said, oh, Jesus, what's he at the Robin? And then he goes, I'm not joking, Joe. And I was like, oh, did he really fucking rob something? He took like a bike and cycled home with it. And I was like, for fuck's sake. I said, I'm really fucking sorry. I'm going to go around and get it off him now. And I went around. Oh, I called him. I don't want to say his name and I keep almost saying it, but I called him and I was like, did you take that bike? And he goes, no, Joe, no, I didn't. And I was like, man, just tell me now if you did, because if you did, I can just get it and bring it back. It's grand. And then he was like, all right, I did. I have it. I was just drunk and I was just wanted to go home. I'm sorry, man. Sorry about that. I was like, it's grand. So I took the bike, dropped it off, said, very sorry about that, man. Really sorry. It's a terrible first impression. And then I went back home, hungover, went back to bed. And I get another phone call off him. And I was like, what's up? He goes, Joe, I hate saying this, like, but me mate's iPod is missing.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, oh, man. And then I had to call him again. And I was like, did you take an iPod? And he was like, I swear to God, I didn't take the iPod. I took the bike. I didn't take any iPod. And I'm like, honestly, I know you're saying that, but like, if you did, just tell me. And he was doubling down 100%. He was like, absolutely swear to God, I didn't take that iPod. And so I says, all right. And then I called your man back and he goes, he's swearing like that he didn't actually take it. Are you sure it's not around? And he's like, look, everyone's here. And if you didn't take it, the only person that could have took it is your man. So I had to call him back again. I was like, will you just tell me now? Just tell me now if you took it, I'll go get it and there'll be nothing more made of it. And he just goes, all right, Joe, I did take it. No. But I didn't want to admit that I took it because I didn't say it the first time. And I was like, oh, just fucking hell. So like, I had to make another trip out and apologize twice. And I was like, this is a terrible, terrible interaction to have with someone. But he was really cool about it. And he was like, it's not your fault.
Oh my God.
Awful.
Like, I'd do that if I went to Eminem's gaff. Just take his iPad.
The new album, man.
And his bike. I want me money.
Give me it now. Give me money. Becca has, my son, my youngest 4-year-old, he has an imaginary friend called Chucky.
Oh, I don't like the sound
God.
Of that.
Okay.
And Chucky is trying to kill him.
Oh, God.
So he's trying to kill Chucky before Chucky kills him.
And he doesn't know what Chucky is.
He doesn't know the doll Chucky.
What?
He doesn't know the doll Chucky. Like, he doesn't know Child's Play or anything. Like, we haven't.
He just randomly called him Chucky.
Yes. And he's saying, Chucky. I was saying, who's Chucky? He's like, he's my imaginary friend. I was like, all right, okay. And what, do you play with him or something? He's like, no, I don't like. Like, he doesn't like his imaginary friend. He's like, I don't like him. I said, why? He's trying to kill me. He always tries to kill me. And then I'm like, when? He's like, when I'm going to sleep, he tries to kill me. And and then he's like, so I have to kill him first.
Does he kill him?
This is heavy.
Wow. Does he just kill him?
How does he kill him?
He can't kill him. Like,
he must be having a dream.
It's just kids' imaginations. They have an imaginary friends and stuff. Like, it's really weird. Kids are weird. They're like, kids are basically psychopaths.
Yeah.
Schizos. Kids are
That's how psychopaths are developed, because they just don't get out of that mentality, maybe.
Perhaps. Interesting.
Thank you, Darren.
Interesting.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Dr. Darren's back in the building.
Yeah. And I just want to know.
No, nothing.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
Not that I can recall. No. I don't actually think I did. I'd remember. Would you?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, but people have imaginary friends up to the, like, 13 or whatever. But no, I didn't. Or did I? I used to be afraid of ghosts. And then my brother told me that I wouldn't go to the bathroom by myself. Someone would have to come upstairs to the bathroom with me and wait outside because I was afraid of ghosts. And my brother told me, I know all the ghosts and they're actually my friends and I talked to them and they said that they're not going to scare you anymore.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And I believed them. And then I was okay going to the bathroom. And it wasn't that I didn't believe in ghosts anymore. I just believed that they were benevolent. Mm. I thought that they were friendly and just cool. And every now and again I'd say, hey, honestly.
Like soft, remember I was telling you before?
Yeah. Just acknowledged them.
One of my mates, like, is convinced us, like, when he lived in this house that was haunted, and he'd be sitting there playing the PlayStation or whatever on the couch, and he'd just be like, my only way to get past being afraid is to, like, invite them in and be like, oh, what you think of that goal there? And he'd be like, you know, pretending to, like, nudge them and to, like, get them in on the joke,
get
like,
them
just so they don't reveal themselves.
It's just fucking funny.
God. Isn't that mad? Do you believe in ghosts ever, or have you?
No, I don't.
No.
Never seen one.
Spirits or like any of that kind of paranormal.
Yeah, 100%. I believe them. Yeah. I've had paranormal experiences and they're unexplainable. So
No, I do believe, like, I do like believe in them. Yeah. Yeah, I think like I've never seen one, but I've heard enough stories to believe that it's true. And then like mediums and stuff like that, I'm like, all right, you said some things to me there that only my dead granddad would know.
Mm. Oh, I didn't tell you about the tarot card reader. You know, so I don't believe in mediums and shit like that, but like 4 years ago, I went down to Electric Picnic and we were drunk and we went to a medium down there. I was telling you about that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you went to another one that...
I went to the same one down there.
She remembered?
She remembered us, like, you know what I mean? So you kind of... She's still talking about stuff and hitting on things and you're like, yeah, it's good, whatever. But she wasn't like blowing us away. But we were down there with somebody else and we said, you have to go see this girl because she's amazing. And she is. She fucking smashed it with us the first time. And then she knew us and then it's just kind of repeating the same stuff then. So anyway, these two people went up to her and she didn't know that we were together. We were like, we'll go up separately and go up, see what you think. And they came back and they were like, she's class. She's fucking class. One of the girls that we were with, it was her birthday the next day. And she said that. She said, is it your birthday tomorrow? And she fucking got that, like.
Hell.
She's psychic, man.
When you're
psychic.
Signing up for this, when you're booking it, do you have to give your full name, address, or?
It's Electric Picnic. It's a stand. And you just go up and then she shuffles a deck of tarot cards and then you just pick them. Like you pay for it.
So you just walk up randomly. There's no way she can check any social media.
You just walk up cold and she gives you a cold reading. And she's so good. Like 30 quid. Fucking amazing.
Are you just doing, like, is it in a tent with her or is it like just there on a stand and you could just
it's there on a stand but it's like in a shed kind of thing.
Yeah. What'd she say to you this time?
She said that we're going to go on a holiday in March and actually
and now you're just going to book one.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm like, if you predict the future and tell me what it's going to be, you could be like
a travel agent.
Yeah. Nothing beats a jet to a holiday. We picked a lot of the same cards. Like, it's a huge deck of cards. Mm. And myself, I picked 6 and then she laid them out and took a picture of them. And then she shuffled them and then Moira picked out 6. And Moira picked the same tree as my first tree. It was like fucking mad coincidental.
Mm.
Really weird.
Just a holiday then?
A holiday, money.
They always say money.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're going to come into loads of money.
Was it vague?
It was kind of vague, yeah. Well, the holiday, she was like...
She probably thought...
The holiday was... She was very focused on the holiday for some reason. And now I feel like, well, okay, maybe I need to go on a holiday. She was so good the first time that I feel like there's nothing more that she could say that wouldn't be just repeating that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she knew that Jason and me dad had died. I think she even said Jason. I think she fucking said his name. And he said that, like, one of them is here with us now and stuff. And I know anyone could say that. But even the fact that she zoned in on me straight away and knew that straight away about me. And I would have been skeptical.
Did you get some, how they say, comfort from it? Did you feel, when you were walking away, going, yeah, I feel, that was... Like, what did you get out of it?
I did, yeah. I got some comfort out of it, yeah, for sure.
And then what's the harm?
There's no harm in it. I don't think there's any harm in it. Unless, she was telling me, because afterwards we were saying, don't like any mediums, you're the best. Because we went to fucking other readers and they were, you complete swing and a miss. But she was telling us a story about a gay couple that went up to see her. And she was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to give you a reading. Because she felt something off them. And they said, why not? Like, come on, give us a reading. And she was like, are you sure? You really want me to tell what's going on? You want me to say what's going on? And they were like, yeah. Because they just didn't believe. And she was like, he's having an affair. Like, one of the lads is having an affair. And it came out like that he was having an affair. And like, obviously they broke up and everything.
Mm.
But like, she didn't want to go there. But she called him out. And she knew it. And she was right.
I just wouldn't have said that.
She was saying, I don't want to do it. She was saying,
true,
I don't want to do it.
Like,
But the fella who was having the affair probably should have said, ah, we'll leave it so.
Thanks very much for listening to that. The running away and paying your bill and not being able to tap your card and you should get it for nothing.
Fucking can't spend your own money.
Yeah. And the stands of the world and...
Yeah.
Lo, I wasn't there. If you're not happy with that, I give up.
I don't.
I won't give up now, but just... No, in general, just like to say it, like, you know, yeah. I'll give up. You're not going to give up, like.
No.
Yeah, no. And Owen will be back next episode, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're missing him.
If you just listen to this podcast for Owen, well, he'll be glad to know he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Darren was definitely paying attention.
I was zoned out. Sorry.
See you later.
See you later.